Welcome to All About Time with Susan Woody Galper.
Hello, and welcome to the fifth program in our series of 10 podcasts, All About Time. These programs are all about herbs, those fascinating plants that flavor our foods, heal our bodies, comfort our souls, and sometimes teach us some interesting and important lessons. My name is Susan Woody Galbert. I've been speaking and studying and writing about herbs for over 20 years now. I'd like to share some of my discoveries with you. If you're listening to this podcast, it's probably because you're already interested in herbs and you want to know more about them. Maybe you've enjoyed cooking with some of the more popular culinary herbs, such as thyme or rosemary, or everybody's favorite, basil. Maybe you've used some medicinal herbs, gargling sage for a sore throat, for example, or treating a migraine with feverfew. Or perhaps you've made a potpourri with lavender and mint, or you've placed a few rose geranium leaves in your hot car for a breath of real summertime fragrance. Herbs are useful in so many wonderful ways. No wonder that the Herb Society of America calls them plants for use and delight. But some very interesting herbs aren't even recognized as herbs. Today, we're going to be talking about one of these. The herb plantain, a small, insignificant green plant that most people would call a weed. As we will see, plantain isn't really a weed, and it's certainly not insignificant. Once upon a time, it was a highly respected, even a magical plant. And even now, plantain can bring a lift to your life. Yes, indeed, this little green weed has some very important and unsuspected positive qualities. So pull up a chair, pour yourself a cup of hot herb tea, and let's talk about plantain, a weed with wanderlust. You may not know it, but you have a very powerful herb growing in your yard. The herb is plantain, which must be one of the most ubiquitous herbs in the world, right up there with that famous, infamous, never-say-die herb, the dandelion. Plantain is everywhere and always underfoot. When you're walking in your yard or in the park or along a roadside, look down. You'll probably see a plantain somewhere close by. And if you're not quite sure how to identify it, check out the photo on our website. I'll bet you'll recognize it immediately. And hey, if you're thinking about the plantain that looks like a large banana, you're picturing the wrong plantain. We're talking about plants that belong to the plantago family, small green plants, always underfoot. Back in ancient times, people liked to have an explanation for how plants came into being and how they got to be the way they are. Recognizing that plantain was an herb that really seemed to get around, people naturally wondered why. The ancient Greeks had a romantic explanation for plantain's footloose habit. Once upon a time, the plantain was a very beautiful maiden who gave her heart to a wayfaring man. When her lover went away, she'd go and sit beside the road, cry her eyes out, pray for his return. One day, the goddess Demeter walked past and saw her. "You poor thing," said the goddess. "Why are you crying?" "Because my lover has gone away, and I'm afraid I'll never see him again," the girl said, and wiped her nose on the sleeve of her tunic. Demeter, who had already been around for thousands of years and had heard just about every sad story in the world, had an answer. "Well," she said in a reasonable tone, "if you feel that way about it, you ought to go and look for the guy." And with a wave of her hand, the goddess transformed the young lady into a small green plantain, a word that comes from the Latin word for foot. And because this plantain would always be underfoot and in danger of being trodden into the dirt, Demeter made her immortal. And then she sent the plantain on her way, commanding her to follow every road in the world until she met up with her lost love. The plantain took the goddess's command seriously. She looked just about everywhere, all over Europe and Africa and the Far East. It took her a while, however, to make it to the New World. When she did, the Indians gave her a new name. They called her the White Man's Foot, because the plantain seemed to grow wherever the white man went. Plantain has a long-standing reputation around the world as a healing herb. The leaf contains a substance that has an antibiotic effect, as well as a mild analgesic or painkiller. It destroys microorganisms on the skin, so it is often applied to cuts, abrasions, and bruises. You can simply take a leaf, wash it, bruise it, and apply it directly to your skin. Or you can pound several leaves, mix them with petroleum jelly, and use the mixture as an ointment. Or, better still, you can make it into a salve, along with other healing herbs. Herbalists sometimes brew plantain leaf or root as a tea, and use it to treat coughs, sore throats, and mild bronchitis. You'll find instructions for some of these traditional uses on my website. Plantain is safe to use. Don't have to worry about it. And yes, plantain is indeed edible. You can harvest the young, tender leaves and put them into a salad. Or you can steam the leaves and use them as you would spinach, as a vegetable side dish, served with butter or a splash of balsamic vinegar, or in a quiche or a lasagna in place of spinach. Older leaves can be tough and bitter, so be sure to harvest only the youngest leaves. You can also pick the immature flower stalks to include in your salad or steam them with the leaves as well. Native Americans harvested the dried seeds and ground them into flour. Oh, that's a laborious and time-consuming process. I don't know if you want to try that, but it might be fun to experiment with. One important thing to remember, though, when you're harvesting herbs from the wild, be very careful to use only plants that you have positively identified. And it's best not to use plants from the roadside, where they may have become contaminated with chemicals. And never use any plant that you suspect might have been sprayed with an herbicide. Remember the story of Demeter and the Weeping Maiden? Well, when the goddess commanded the plantain to follow every road, she also made her immortal. If you think of this plant as a weed, you may not admire this inconvenient trait. But the ancient Saxons considered the plantain's invulnerability a wonderful virtue. They included the plantain among their 9 sacred herbs, and they gave it the descriptive name Way Broad, a term that translates something like widely growing all along the way. The way, of course, is the path or the road. An anonymous 10th century herbalist describes the plantain in language that reminds me of the heroic epic Beowulf, a poem which I studied when I was in graduate school. I love this poem, for it reminds me that people of all times and all places have shared a deep respect for this powerful, yet very lowly plant. Here are the lines. See if you like them as much as I do. And you, way broad, mother of plants, over you carts creaked, over you queens rode, over you brides bridled, over you bulls breathed. All these you withstood and strongly resisted, as you also withstand venomous and vile things and all loathly ones that rove throughout the land. So, if you're thinking about spraying something venomous, vile, and loathly on the plantain in your yard, you just might want to think again. You could offend the goddess Demeter, and who knows what kind of plant she would turn you into. You know, I believe that sometimes our gardening involves learning how to cultivate and use the plants that are already growing in our yards, rather than planting something new and exotic. In another few weeks, the redbud tree outside my window will wear lovely purple flowers along its branches. They make a delicious addition to a salad or a lovely lemony sprinkle on a bowl of fruit. And sometimes things don't grow where we plant them. Last summer, I discovered the healthiest zucchini plant I'd ever seen growing like a weed out of my compost heap. And of course, when spring comes, there's always plantain. Plenty and plenty of plantain. I just hope that now you'll have a little more appreciation for this weed with wanderlust. Well, that's it for this program. I hope you've enjoyed learning something about an herb that's always underfoot and usually misunderstood. The natural world has given us so many wonderful gifts. It's up to us to learn how to use them. I also hope that you'll look for my latest herbal mystery the next time you're visiting your favorite bookstore. The books feature China Bales, a Texas herbalist. If you like herbs, I think you'll enjoy meeting her.
Don't forget to visit our website for any of the recipes and crafts featured in this episode. The website is www.abouttime.com. That's abouthyme.com. Music in this show is provided by the PodSafe Music Network.